This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After a pandemic postponement, the 63rd annual Grammy Awards are a go for Sunday, but some prominent artists are calling out the process. Halsey says the competition's rigged. Drake, among others, believes the Grammys are obsolete. Still, a Grammy helps sales and brand. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that.
This year, accusations about the Grammys being unfair are being led by singer The Weeknd. His single Blinding Lights has been ubiquitous. It's from the album After Hours, which debuted at number one on the Billboard charts. Yet, he got no Grammy nominations. Enrique Gonzalez-Mueller teaches production and engineering at Berklee College of Music. He himself is a Latin Grammy recipient, and he casts his votes every year. He stands by the Grammy process, saying the win is a certain kind of recognition.
It's not the diversity award. It's not the technology award. It's not the popularity award. It's the quality awards, you know?
But the Grammys have also long been accused of not being diverse enough. This year, the Album of the Year nominees are mostly white, and several nominees for Best Children's Music Album have withdrawn, protesting the lack of diversity in the category. Melinda Newman is an executive editor at Billboard.
They are very aware that this is an issue. And they've taken a lot of steps to try to get a much more representative and diverse voting body.
But for all the criticisms of the Grammys, a lot of artists sing and rap about their importance.
See, I got Grammys on Grammys. I got awards on my crib.
Ex-winner, Grammy Award winner.
Fui pa los Billboard, pa los Grammy.
You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me.
Okay, well, maybe not Eminem. But Enrique Gonzalez-Mueller says, much like an Oscar, even a Grammy nomination is about recognition, which brings more opportunities, even for an already established artist. That's Puerto Rican rapper Bad Bunny, also known as El Conejo Malo. He's nominated in two categories this year. But he already has two Latin Grammys, Billboard's first Spanish-language number one album, and he's been on the cover of Rolling Stone. Even so, says Melinda Newman from Billboard, a Grammy would get him new fans.
Ideally, someone like Bad Bunny gets in front of an audience and delivers a killer performance, which of course he would. He is immediately going to see a spike in streams, whether he wins or not.
More streams mean more money and even more opportunities. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.